Okay, today Be'ez Hashem we're continuing in the first parak of Maseches Avos, and we are up to Parak Aleph Mishnah Dalit. So says the Mishnah, Yossi ben Yoazar Ish, trade of Yossi ben Yochanan Ish Yerushalayim Kiblu Mehem. All of these Tanoim in this parak, the Bartender points out, are Zug Zug, Ploni Uploni, Kiblu Me Ploni Uploni, that it's a grouping of two that receive from the other two. So whenever you have that, the first one is the Nasi, the second one is the Av Beis Din. So Yossi ben Yoazar Ish Shreda is the Nasi, Yossi ben Yochanan Ish Yerushalayim is the Av Beis Din. And they received the following tradition. Yossi ben Yoazar Ish Shreda Omer, Ye Beischa Beis Vad L'Chachamim. Your home should be a meeting place for the Chachamim. That when Chachamim want to get together, your house should be a place that's always available for such things. That when the Chachamim have to figure out what's the location of their meeting, it should be one of the first suggestions is your house, because that's the way you're going to learn a lot of Chachma. The Bartanur points out, it's like going into a perfume shop, that even if you don't buy anything, you come out smelling like perfume. You smell like roses when you come out, you smell delicious. So too, when you're around all these Chachamim, it's going to have an effect on you. And you should become dirty from the dirt of their feet. What does that mean exactly? So says the Bartanura, that it means you should follow them, because when someone walks, it kicks up some dirt. So if you're following behind them, it's as if the dirt that they're kicking up is going to hit you a little bit. So that means you should follow closely behind them. Or, says the Bartanura, it means that you sit on the ground in front of them. That the Rebbe used to sit on a bench, and the Talmidim would sit on the ground. So you should sit on the ground in front of the Chachamim, and you should drink up with thirst whatever they have to say. Meaning you shouldn't be like someone who's fully satiated and satisfied, and okay, you have what to say, maybe I'll listen, maybe I won't. No, you should be like a starving person, like a person who's thirsty, and they're offering you a nice cold drink of water. That's what their Divrei Torah should be like to you. Moving on to Mishnah Hey, Yossi ben Yochanan Ish Yerushalayim Omer, Yossi ben Yochanan Ish Yerushalayim said, Ye Beischa Pasuach L'Ravacha, your home should be opened up for like the house of Avram Avinu, which was opened up in all four directions so that the guests wouldn't have to go through too much trouble even to walk around to find the front door of the house. And the Aniyim should be members of your household. That if you have the ability to let Aniyim into your home and to, instead of buying Avadim to work for you, provide a job for Aniyim, the Bartanura says. Val tar b'sicha me'isha, and a person shouldn't speak too much to women. This is true even for your own wife. It says ha isha, it doesn't say im isha. Ha isha implies your own wife. So for your own wife, you're not supposed to be marbasicha, all the more so with somebody else's wife. The Bartanur points out, really, you're not supposed to talk to your own wife so much? So he says, ista mefarshi bi ishto nida bilvad, that it's talking about ishto nida, because that's going to lead to hergel avera. But it doesn't sound that way from the Mishnah. The Mishnah makes it sound like even ishto tahora. And that's what the Gemara in Chagiga says, that Magra de Masicho, that Afilusicha Kalash Venish Lishto, Megidin Lo Bashas Hadin, Elam Kain Sarach Levaisa B'Dvar Mitzvah, that a person, some little chit chat between husband and wife is going to be replayed for him on the Yom Adin. So a person has to be careful how he speaks when he speaks to his wife, and certainly when he speaks to other people's wives. Mikan Omru Chacham, from here the Chacham say, Kol Zman Shad Demar Basicha Meisha, when as much as that a person spends a lot of time or a lot of words in speaking with women, gorim ra'al atmo, causes bad to himself, ubotel midivrei Torah, it will be mevatel him from Torah, v'sofa yorish gehenim, and he's going to ultimately end up in gehenim. This, the Bartanur points out, this last line was added by Rabbeinu HaKadosh when he was Mesader the Mishnayis, and he's saying, based on what this Chacham taught us, that you're not supposed to be marbesicha im ha'isha, it seems to follow that this is what will happen to a person who's marbesicha im ha'isha. So to review what we learned today in Mishnah Dal, we said that Yossi ben Yoazar Ish Shreda and Yossi ben Yochanan Ish Yerushalayim received Kabbalahs. Yossi ben Yoazar Ish Shreda said that your home should be a meeting place for the Chachamim, and you should follow closely behind the Chachamim or sit at their feet and drink thirstily their words. And Mishnah Hey, Yossi ben Yochanan Ish Yerushalayim said that your home should be opened up for guests, and you should have Aniyim come to your house all the time, and you shouldn't speak too much with women, even your own wife, Kal V'chomer, other people's wives. And then Rabbi Yudan, he added that when you speak too much to women, it causes evil to befall you, it causes you to be mvatel divrei Torah, and ultimately one is going to be Yorish Gehenim for such things. Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav.